Greeks will once again go to the polls on June 17. After meeting with President Karolos Papoulias, party leaders agreed to appoint a senior judge as the head of a caretaker government to organize the ballot on June 17. Numerous attempts to form a coalition government failed following last week's inconclusive elections. The Bank of England has trimmed the UK economy's growth forecasts. It has also warned that inflation will remain above target for another year. Britain's economy contracted in the first quarter of 2012, plunging the country back into a recession with no signs of growth anytime soon. German police have brought down the curtain on anti-capitalist protesters' camp in Frankfurt. Police made about a dozen arrests as they cleared the Occupy Frankfurt camp outside the European Central Bank. The camp had been standing there since October. Former Bosnian Serb Army Chief Ratko Mladic goes on trial at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. The 70-year-old has been indicted for the massacre of Muslims, among other crimes, during the Bosnian War. The trial comes short of a year following Mladic's arrest after 16 years on the run. President Bashar al-Assad says Syria has captured four mercenaries who were assisting armed anti-government groups. Assad said a number of religious extremists have also been captured inside Syria. He added most Syrians show support for his reforms by participating in the recent parliamentary poll. Former Liberian President Charles Taylor has accused UN prosecutors of paying witnesses to testify against him. He told The Hague that he is sorry for those who suffered crimes in Sierra Leone's civil war. Taylor was found guilty last month of aiding and abetting war crimes in Sierra Leone. Anti-regime demonstrators in Bahrain have blocked roads leading to the capital, Manama, to protest against the ruling Al-Khalifa regime. Bahraini protesters have been coming out on a daily basis for more than a year, and the regime's brutal crackdown has failed to stop them. And finally, in Lebanon, several people have been wounded in new clashes in Tripoli. This after Lebanese soldiers tried to remove barricades in a neighborhood known for its opposition to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. At least nine people were killed in earlier clashes between pro- and anti-Assad residents in the city.